The praise continues to pour in for the late jazz critic and Village Voice political columnist Nat Hentoff. Hentoff died last Saturday in his Manhattan apartment, surrounded by his family and listening to Billie Holiday. Lifelong jazz and blues fan Dr. Cornel West, the American philosopher, political activist, and social critic, wished he could have had more conversations with Hentoff.
Well, Brother Nat Hentoff, to me, was a moral titan. He was a spiritual giant. He had a whole lot of John Coltrane shot through his heart, mind, and soul. Of course, he's rooted in jazz across the board from Duke Ellington to Mary Lou Williams. But he had a very special relation to Coltrane that I love. And I know he was very supportive of Sister Christine Pazzarella's Kid for Coltrane program that he had written about in the Wall Street Journal. But I miss him. About a year ago at his documentary, I was there to give him a hug with his precious family. And I just hope we always remember his work and his witness and his smile.
What was it about him that he was able to maybe get an interview with Miles, or maybe Amiri Baraka would say, as he had said in that documentary, if I was Nat Hentoff, you'd do that interview?
No, but Nat had a humility. He had an unbelievable sense of down-to-earthness and generosity. And most importantly, he was willing to learn and listen from the jazz musicians, that he came in not with an attitude of being a missionary or having somehow having status of the in crowd, but he came in as somebody who was willing to take in and critically embrace the sounds as well as the lives of jazz musicians that he wrote about with tremendous brilliance.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
I met the Hentoff way back in the 70s, very briefly, when he was, well, he wrote for, of course, Philip Voice, but he was writing for The Voice then. But I didn't get a chance to really have a talk with him until he was in the wheelchair.
So that was a long time then.
Absolutely. So I was loving him at a distance. I was respecting him at a distance. I never spent a whole lot of time in his presence. I wish I had more time.
Was there ever a question that you had for him that you would still want to ask him?
I would just want to talk to him more about John Coltrane. I'm alluding not just to those magnificent liner notes that he wrote, you know, in Giant Steps and others, but the I just want to hear the stories, the anecdotes, Coltrane's spirit and how he reveled in John Coltrane's spirit.
What would we miss if there wasn't a Nat Hentoff?
Well, I think we would have missed some serious reflections, illuminations, and elevations of the greatness of jazz music. And there have been some other critics, of course, who were superb, Stanley Crouches and others. But Brother Hentoff, to me, was very unique and distinctive in making sure that we kept track of excellence, of artistic excellence. And I think it's Barry Ulanoff, for example, who of an older generation who was similar in that regard. But no, he was special. Coming out of Roxbury, Boston, he was special, man. But who would have thought that he would ascend to the high, high levels of spiritual excellence and moral excellence and political courage, you know, and political courage. I mean, he had some controversies. I didn't agree with it on abortion, but he was convinced that it was a form of murder, and he took a stand. I can appreciate the boldness of that, even though I disagreed with it. But he was a civil libertarian as well. And nothing wrong with defending the civil rights and civil liberties, even if one disagrees, as he and I did, over abortion. But I still have tremendous respect and love for my brother in life and in death. But let's remember, he's 91 years old. That's a long time to live, my brother. We have to be thankful and grateful that he lived that long.
Dr. Cornel West, thanks for your time.
No, thank you so much. And you stay strong, though, man.